Podcast. We are back. We are back. My brother Matt, how you doing?
Once again, we back. Still in the building. Like we never left. Because I live here.
I mean, that's a key component that where you live at, you know.
Yeah, of course. Kind of hard, do your work where you live at if you can. Actually, I don't support that.
You don't support it?
Working from home is cool, but then it's like home doesn't really feel like home. Like, you can't be like, shit, I can't wait to get home at the end of the day.
Because like, then you work at home.
Like, so what you going to do, walk in the other room? Like, no, I feel like house arrest.
And that's what, I know Dr. Dre, when he was doing The Chronic, he was on house arrest. And I said that's why a lot of the album was so cohesive, because he used to have parties there.
Okay.
And people would just fall through and just come through and get on the song.
Oh, okay.
So, because he couldn't go nowhere, so he'd be like, yo, everybody come, y'all want to let me go out? I'm going to bring the party to my crib.
So, like, they wrapped the whole thing up like that?
Yep, they did the whole thing in his crib while he was on house arrest.
Basically. Oh, no, not me. Not me. Can't do that one. Not for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean. What's up with you, though, bro? What you got going on?
Doing all good, man. Came back from the dentist today, man. Dude, dentist fuck you up, dude.
Dentist is a tough trip.
No, for real, yo.
Like, the dentist, I went to the dentist, and I had to get my wisdom teeth taken out, like, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good day. Not a good day. Like, dude had to throw his leg on the edge of the chair and, like, get to, like, pulling that joint out.
They didn't knock you out?
Oh, I was knocked out. I could just feel my head getting moved around. Like, I was awake. No, I wasn't asleep. Like, I was numbed up. Okay. And I was just like, because he had to take out, one of them got knocked out some years ago. But, doing extracurriculars. And,
extracurriculars.
Yeah.
Of course.
But then he had to take all of them out different ways. And I was like, oh, dog, this is a struggle.
Yeah, they told me I'm going to get mine taken out soon. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, dog. Well, seven blessings to you because dude, you're going to need it.
Dude, shot me, but Novocaine so bad. I was sitting at work looking like Gina on the Martin episode where, remember, she got that extra no. Like, I'm literally in a meeting on the Zoom, and I could feel, like, the slob, like, coming down, like, left part of my mouth when he was messing with my mouth. And I'm like, yo. I know this is sloppy right here that's coming out, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't feel none of that shit on the side of your face for hours.
And you feeling like, you over there feeling like, damn, I'm really de-evolving in
exactly,
this motherfucker.
Exactly. Is this how it feels when you're like 98 and you can't do nothing for yourself?
Yeah, probably.
And you're like, God damn, it's slob on me, but I can't do nothing about it.
I just hope that if I live that long that, you know what I'm saying, it's like the people I rock with continue to rock with me, because it's like, dog, you just get to a point where you just be just sitting up chilling.
Like, you want to be like, the dude from that did the Jeffersons and all that, was it Norman?
Norman Lear, yeah.
Norman Lear, you want to have your capacities like that?
Yeah, I do.
Now Norman Lear might be at the crib though, slobbing, and we just don't know about it.
I hope not, man, because you know, yeah, he's really out here holding it down, like in the best way possible, keeping the legacy alive.
Yeah, and they talking about maybe doing it now for Good Times. The same thing with Good Times and Maud.
Yo, he did what he did another. What was the other show that he did that was a big
Sanford Son?
Sanford and Sons, that's it. Yeah, it's, what's up?
Why not can't they do that? We talked about it last week, but I think a live one.
I mean, we could cast that Sanford and Sons. Like, who would play Red Fox, though? Martin?
No.
Like, it's got to be an OG. It's got to be an OG comedy cat. Like, it can't be no joke.
No. That's what I'm thinking of OGs. You know, somebody could be, but he just not short enough. Steve Harvey.
Yeah, he wouldn't be. Sid.
I was thinking Sid too, though.
Sid is that type.
Yeah, I was
thinking
Sid
that type.
Who would be Lamont, though?
Younger. You can get somebody younger for that.
That's kind of funny, but like they kind of still. They're not too funny.
Like actor funny. You need like somebody that's like actor funny for that. Like, not like a character actor type. Damn, I don't know. That's a good ass question. Like, who's that type of funny? I guess you got to be stand-up. Like, Mike Epps?
But Mike Epps would be too silly, though. You need him to be, like, where he's funny. Because, really, Lamont wasn't funny.
No.
He just got in funny situations.
Yeah, he's just getting drove half the time.
I mean, who would be?
I don't know, man.
Get Rallo. Rallo can be Mike Epps.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to holler at my old dude. Because there's a character on Sanford and Son that's based off of one of my great uncles that grew up with Red Fox here.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember which one. I don't even want to speculate.
We can't even speculate.
He'll listen to this and he'll tell me who it is. But he just, but let us know. Cast Sanford and Sons, man. Yeah. Y'all tell us who that Sanford and Sons needs to be. I feel like I'm even missing like somebody that could even be like the best. I like that Steve Harvey, but it's too a little bit too off brand.
Yeah, and he's not gonna do it.
No.
He ain't gonna do it.
No. D.L. Hewley. He might be mean enough.
Yeah, he mean enough, but don't know. If it's
that Martin, man. I don't know, dog.
It's got to be somebody a little bit older than them, I feel like.
Yeah, that's why I feel like Martin might be of a. Like, yeah, put a little makeup on him. But, I mean, you're like, Martin is what? Like, 45 now, probably? 50? Yeah. For, oh, she's perfect then. Because yeah, Red wasn't, like, 80 when he was doing that. He was, like, in his 60s, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who was, like, a little bit older than Martin and then that's funny? That would be good for them.
Like, it'd have to be somebody who's
like
a comedian.
Like, Lawrence something, like, when he's on Blackish. Oh, like, some, not yeah. necessarily going
Fishburne. It'd have to be somebody.
Somebody, like, right above them.
Well, it had to be somebody that was, like, funny in the 80s. Like, I mean, unfortunately, that's Eddie Murphy.
That's what I was going to say. That's and it's like. And you know he ain't doing shit.
No, he ain't doing it.
He ain't doing
Eddie
shit.
Ain't giving that to us.
Eddie ain't doing a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't know. We have to think about it. Send us that. I want to hear about them Sanford and Sons castings. Let me know. We're going to get on that. Shoot them on them emails. And speaking of which, we got anybody that tuned in this week?
Yes, sir, we do. Mentioning Sanford & Son, somebody talked to us about spinoffs.
Oh, okay.
This one comes from Rob Free. He says, "What's going on, Scenario Crew? Wanted to see what you all thought about would be some great spinoff shows or TV shows that are currently going on right now." Mm-hmm. I mean, Blackish has expanded itself with Mixed-ish and Grown-ish. But what has anybody thought about if they did a spinoff of okay, so I'm gonna spell it out because I've never seen this show before. Oh, The Shy. I thought he's saying Chi. Of The Shy. I don't know, in my mind it was like Chi is The Shy. Sorry about that, Robert. It wasn't you, man. It was me. Blame it on the Nova Cannon. The Shy. Just wanted to get you all thoughts. Best regards.
I've never seen it. It's one of those shows right now that has been going. I don't like to start shows mid-season. So, like, I need for it to get to a point where it's ended. But I've got, like, extra bandwidth for TV now that Game of Thrones is gone. Like, I've lost so many TV shows in the last 2 years that I'm kind of like, you know, it's like, whatever. We can do whatever you want to. So, I need to check it out.
Yeah. I haven't watched season 2. I watched season 1.
Shout out to OG, our co-host, Orlando. He swears by it. He says it's, like, one of the best shows on TV. Like, he watch it every week. So, he'd be on that. And, well, me and him both Billions fans, though.
Okay, yeah, I need to get on Billions.
I'd be heavy on Billions. Like, Billions is guaranteed dope-ass TV.
Yeah,
every week.
Just talking about Billions being dope. I got to sit down and play with it. What other spinoffs, man, you think from the current show? I mean,
from shows that are out right now, I mean, Game of Thrones is easily.
Yeah, but they got, like, three of them.
I don't feel like all three of them get made, though. No. Like, they started off with 5, and then they came to 3, and I'm like, unless they putting 3 in the holster for, like, it becomes like Star Wars, where you just have stuff forever, and they could, you know what I'm saying? Like, realistically do that. Yeah, but I don't think all of them going to get made. It's going to really depend on how this next one do. Mm-hmm. Like, if this next one crack, it could happen.
Yeah,
but
we're going to get a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, spinoffs. Man, you know, I went on the record. I still need that Wire spinoff. I need the early days.
You need the early Barksdales?
Yeah, I need early Barksdales days when they rise to gangsterdom.
When they took the towers over. Basically, the rise to take them towers.
Exactly. That's what I need.
They talk about the brothers they took them over from. Like,
yeah.
Who are they? Did they kill them? Did they just run them out of town?
Like, I feel like that. Looking at how them dudes played the game, it's like how young cats look at, like, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and be like, these cats couldn't possibly have been as dope as y'all. Yeah, like, yeah, they was.
Yeah, they was.
They was.
You thought Marlon was on some shit.
Right.
You see this prequel with them.
Yeah, I need to see how crazy young. I need to see young Stringer. Like, when Stringer was putting work in Stringer before he buttoned up.
But he never acted like he put in. Remember, that was
See, that's why I know he put in some of the most work.
You think so? Because that was the whole thing that Avon was like, nigga, you ain't never put in no work.
Oof.
Remember that was a
thing. That's real.
I'm thinking if we get to see a bitch ass Avon, Stringer though.
I bet
where he's basically just
I feel like
shit.
I feel like Avon might have been putting on by saying that though too, because there's no way you're gonna rise to in the streets like that and have cats that put in work showing you deference like that if you ain't put in no work. It just doesn't happen like that. Period.
Or maybe it's not. What if Avon made people think that he put in work, but he didn't put in work.
And, like, you find out that Stringer was really that cat out here really gunning cats down?
No, that the opposite. That he didn't do nothing, but Avon was like, yeah, it was me and Stringer did all this shit.
I feel like Avon was upset.
You think so? I mean, because he took it.
I feel like Avon might have been a murderer, but I feel like Stringer might have been putting in work. Not necessarily like he knocking heads off, but he was putting in work on the side.
Oh, no.
Getting the
connect, making
shit happen.
Yes, I agree
with
that.
Avon's a soldier, like, all day. Right. He's a soldier. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin. Like Anakin out here knocking Cass heads off, and Obi-Wan like, hold up, I can knock Cass heads off.
But let's find another way we can do this.
Yeah, it's another way we can get this done.
So then you get a young Wee Bang.
Like, meanwhile, Wee Bang out here like the Punisher. Yes. Like, so a wire is
young Omar too.
Yeah. You get the whole breakout. Prop Joe, all of them, man. You know what I'm saying?
Young Prop Joe.
So like you'd see the buzz up for the whole thing. So like that'll be. I mean, obviously that spinoff would be crazy. What else is on TV, man? That's like hot. That would be like right now. Like I would say, take another version of that show. Because right now, what's happening is you got like hella shows is just coming back though. You know what I mean? Like, you got the Deadwood movie coming out.
Yeah.
Like, so you starting to get more and more stuff like that.
I never watched the original Deadwood. Did you watch it?
I've been watching it recently, kind of like on and off. Well, not necessarily catch up for the movie, but just because people talked about it as like being the OG HBO launch show for so long, except for Oz. You know what I'm saying? Like, them two being the ones that really, really like shot HBO up. I mean, you know, until like The Sopranos happened and like changed the game. And I did watch all The Sopranos, but I don't know because I don't watch a lot of network TV, so I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? This Is Us is like a spinoff and a regular show all in one.
Time. They do everything they fucking want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I can't think of any spinoffs like that of shows. The Wire, that's a good one. I mean, like, the pre-Barksdale thing would just be dope. Like, I can't.
Yeah, I'm trying to even think about shows like on cable that like I'm so damn old. I think about network and I think about the movie channels. I don't even be thinking about like TV FX and TBS and all of that stuff because I don't watch enough TV for all that.
Nobody, I mean, who really watches Las Vegas though? Like,
yeah, no.
I mean,
no. Hit us with them. Let us know what need them, man. We'll get into it. See what it's hitting for. All right, man. So spinning the globe this week, man. You hit me with a little bit of a topic that I kind of wanted to get into for a little while, but it's more or less I'm throwing you the lob and letting you decide what you want to do with it. So there was some people that were threatening to, imagine this, boycott Wrangler because of Lil Nas X. Now, you sent me the headline. What was the detail on that?
So basically, Lil Nas X is getting sponsored by Wrangler jeans.
Mm-hmm.
My issue with this is that the people that buy Wrangler jeans don't buy a lot of Wrangler jeans though. They own like three pair.
Right.
They're like maxed out. They're not getting any new Wrangler sales from you, Travis.
Okay.
So they do have to spread their demographic though and get younger though. They want to be alive.
Right.
You only buy three pair of jeans in your life. Yeah, we appreciate you that you bought them all Wrangler. But you're not like a constant source of income for us as Wrangler.
So, like, yeah, I hit that. That's what I say. My thing is the bigger, like, the people are talking about boycotting Lil Nas X. It's probably the same people that was getting mad at Colin Kaepernick.
You know, it's a direct delineation. I guarantee you that flow chart goes straight across.
That racism looked like the equator. It's hot. It's hot and indiscriminate. Anything that looks like this. I got to feel like Lil Nas X might be one of the most hated people in music right now, just not by us. Yeah, they got to hate him. They have to hate him. Like, they people, his shows be out there with them old school, because, you know, them old school country folks hate even young white country. Like, they hate Florida Georgia Line and all that type of stuff, because they be like, oh, man, y'all is bastardizing the music. Like, the same way that we looked at the T-shirt rappers in, like, 07.
Yeah.
That's how they look at half of that, like, that country that, like, Nelly done got into and, like, all of that stuff. I know they hate Lil Nas X. He's probably like Eminem to them. Like the cats automatically did not like Eminem back in the day until he started.
Definitely just all over them.
Like, but here's my question, though. So is Lil Nas X is he benefiting from appropriation?
Yes.
How do we feel about it? It's not appropriating us, so we're not really, like, offended, but.
He is appropriating country culture.
Okay. I thought so.
Unless he can show me where he was part of the 4-H club or something like that, like back in the day, you know, like where he grew up, like on a farm doing some stuff, it's appropriation.
So.
Or he had an affinity, because my uncle didn't grow up on a farm or nothing, but he owns a ranch now and everything in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know.
Income. That's simply, first of all.
And he's from the north side of St. Louis with the Beaumont. He had a thing for horses always.
Let's straighten this.
He always like, yo, I want to own horses and want to have a farm.
Let's straighten this out first and foremost.
Okay.
I want to get this done right away. Mm-hmm. we are the original farmers in the United States, no matter how you slice it.
By far.
Because while y'all was sitting up in the house trying to get that free labor, we was out here. It's called sharecropping. If you go back and look at some old censuses, what was people's profession? Farmer. Sharecropper. Like, we the original farmers. So, if anything, Lil Nas X is coming back to reclaim our image in the first place. He's just taking as much as what y'all can call y'all swag as possible and then turned it into that.
That's real. Hey, that's real, though. You right about that.
We just came back to reclaim what's ours. Y'all take so much of our shit, the embodiment being the Kardashians, which is literally taking a lot of our stuff and keeping it for themselves. Yeah, we just come back to take our original profession back, so we appreciate that. Thank you. Lil Nas X is the pioneer for a new generation.
A brand new one.
Respect your roots. Speaking of which, in a very different planet in the South, we've got news from Florida. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about North Florida, I think, not South Miami, Florida.
The state of Northern Florida.
The sovereign state of North Florida. You sent this one to me too, and I immediately looked, and I had the WTF look, but then I had to realize, like, oh, okay, it's in Florida. Florida man, which is always the most important thing to put on an article.
I think writers are starting to fall into that too, though. Like, oh, there's some Florida shit. I'm gonna go write in this.
Oh, you know, because you get people to click. It's crossed the Mike Tyson threshold where you can say anything. If you say Mike Tyson did this, you'd be like, ooh. Yeah, that shit probably happened. Yeah. Well, if you say Florida man did blank,
somebody's gonna automatically believe.
Oh yeah, that happened. So this article, courtesy of local10.com down in Florida. Well, I think this is from Florida. Maybe. I don't know. Florida wouldn't say Florida man, but maybe they would.
They would.
They lean into it too. Well, this is from Milton, Florida. Can we get a location on Milton, Florida, where exactly that's at? There's video of Florida man taking a bath in Wendy's kitchen sink.
It's in Pensacola County, so basically the Panhandle.
Okay, so this is a video showing a shoeless employee taking a bath in the kitchen sink of a Florida Wendy's location. So this isn't even in the bathroom. He's straight back there in the back where they got stuff going down, and he hopped in there. And if you get the video, you can find this link. Just put Florida man in, and I'm sure that's a deep dark hole to fall down.
Very fast too, though.
There's another Wendy's employee that's filming this, and the woman behind the camera is apparently encouraging him to say, "Wash his armpits and then let's see them toes," as he hops in a soapy sink in the back of Wendy's. So, if you think about getting your diet together in any way, shape, or form as is, we've got even more incentive for you not to be sitting in no window waiting on nobody to hand you no sandwiches. Is there anything at this point that could happen in Florida that you like, I don't know, man. I need to see that.
I mean,
I need to see that. You got to prove that. Florida. Black man gets elected to office.
There you go. What was homeboy that ran for governor down there?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Gilliam wins.
I always want to call him Armin Gilliam, like the dude that played for the Hornets in like 1994. But that's not the same person. No, it's not the same person. It would make sense. Armin Gilliam's probably in Florida. Nah, man, I think Florida's pretty much guaranteed. I'm going to believe whatever you put out there at this point. Meanwhile, while we is down south too, let's swing on over to our favorite state in the southern, our most distanced, chronologically distant state from the rest of where we at in the world right now. Alabama.
Of course. Miss-a-bama, as I call it.
Miss-a-bama. What year are we in right now in Alabama?
Alabama is in 1924.
1924? I thought that they were in, I had them in 1830.
What? No, Mississippi moved up because of the stripper.
But Alabama's still the furthest back in time.
Yeah, right now.
Like, by far.
Yeah.
Even though Missouri's about to be second.
Oh, Missouri's running back too, though.
Missouri might be second furthest removed soon.
They're
about to close the only abortion clinic in the state of Missouri. The only one.
The only one.
Illinois about to be yanking.
Literally. Man, that was literally yanking.
They're going to come for me for you saying that.
Yeah.
But anyway, about a week ago, Alabama pulled off a cartoon episode of Arthur Yes, Arthur of meme fame last year. Year before last? Arthur. What was Arthur memes popping? Was that last year? Year before last. Year. Okay, last early year. Last year. Last year. Let's carry it over. So, anyway, they pulled an episode of Arthur off the air when one of the characters, Mr. Ratburn, was marrying his male partner. And Alabama said, not on our airways, not in front of our youth, not doing that. So instead, to appease this, they went back in and the state of Alabama has greenlit a revised episode of the children's cartoon with him now marrying his sister instead.
Like, that's even better.
Staying on brand per Alabama. That's what that is.
That makes no sense for that. But it makes sense for Alabama to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was more of a West Virginia thing with the sisters thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just always thought that was more of a West Virginia policy on living wise.
So, yeah. So, this is... And now it's okay for that to happen, but not the other thing to happen.
Oh, no. We can, you know, we can have sex with our sisters, but we can't... You got to have that baby.
And we ain't talking about metaphorical sisters either.
No, we talking about...
We talking about that same thing, sisters.
Your mama and your daddy...
We talking about Lannister sex.
Lannister sex.
You doing the Lannister.
That's hilarious, the Lannister.
Yeah, man. So, hey. Yeah, there's your report from the Panhandle for the week.
Florida, man.
From the Gulf Coast.
This Impossible Burger ban, though, man. Mm. You've been eating a couple of them, man, for a while. Like, how's your health looking?
Mm.
Is it scary out there?
I don't know what's happening, man. So details was pretty simple. Mm-hmm. I got this. It was Facebook. It was a real thing. I had to verify. They had to look and make sure that they found out that one of the essential ingredients in the Impossible Burger is essentially what they've been spraying. The Roundup, one of the main ingredients in Roundup, which if you haven't heard recently, damn near put Monsanto out of business. Because it's billions and billions of dollars of lawsuits on the other side of Roundup, poisoning people, giving them cancer, people in the back trying to keep they weeds together, all the while just murking themselves out, spraying them chemicals. But now one of those things is in Impossible Burgers. I've had to count 5 Impossible Burgers, I think, in my life. I don't know when you get close enough to being radioactive. I mean, when I turn the lights off at night, I ain't glowing or nothing like that.
Do you feel like you are wilting away, like Roundup? Like,
well, I'm in my mid-30s, so in general, I guess you in general feels like I'm declining in one way or another.
One may have nothing to do with the other.
Yeah, yeah, so I don't know how many are associated to to what, but it's it is a real thing. But yeah, man, that's terrible. Like, they're selling Impossible Whoppers. They got White Castle Impossible Burgers. You got people out here like, man, I'm going to live my life the right way. I'm going to eat this plant-based burger. Meanwhile, it's just some same plants that people have been killing in their backyard, and now they just rounding them up in the patties so they can get rid of people even quicker.
So, does Impossible Burger recover from this?
I don't know if they was
you're not eating this ever again, right?
No, I'm finished with it, yes. I kind of transitioned on to Beyond Burgers anyway.
In general?
Beyond Burgers are way more fire.
Okay.
Way more fire.
So you saying that this transition could be...
I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll be good one way or the other. But there's a lot of people that have been on that heavy for a long time. I hope we don't just randomly in like 20 years start popping up losing cats. They got the impossaitis. The impossaitis, and it's just another thing killing black people. Well, that's gonna kill a lot of hippies and shit too. There's a lot of things that annoy people: hippies, black people, people that
and women.
And women in general, women in general. It's like we elected an incel council.
And women hate other women for real, for real.
Oh, who hates people more, incels or women hate other women? Who's higher on the hate index?
Incels. We can talk about that in a minute.
Michael Myers pimps.
Did you see the Intel article I sent you?
No, I missed that.
About that they're contouring their faces.
You
like
could.
Hitting their bunk. Let me just jump into it.
Then. I'd say let's go for that right now.
Incels have decided that they're going to make themselves get plastic surgery to make themselves look like the people that they are oppressed by.
Well, that's on brand.
This one is from thecut.com. It's a plastic surgery.
Thecut.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's a plastic surgery website.
I don't ever want to go there. No.
So as soon as it comes up, we can get it going. Oh, the website. Okay, here we go. How many bros you break will get you laid? Incels are going under the knife to reshape their faces and their dating prospects.
Wait.
They're getting plastic surgery.
But, I mean, they're breaking bones to get dates with each other because they don't want to date women, right?
They do. They want. They're like, man, I want to get something.
So they, like, trying to look like Mickey Frio. Like, what's going on here?
More? I don't know. It says, in real life, pickup artists made truth for lie anxious. One rule stated he needs to initiate conversation with a woman 3 seconds after seeing her. Like, these are those incel type of things where it's like those pickup artist things that they try to do and shit when meeting a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But so they're trying to make themselves not ugly, basically.
Oh, Lord.
By getting plastic surgery.
Oh, God.
And, you know, competing with the Chads and the Kevins.
The Chads and Kevins.
Yeah, that's what they call them. And, like, I forgot what they call the black guys. There's certain nicknames. Yeah, the Chads.
Do you really want to compete with the Chads and the Kevins? Or?
Yeah, they want to compete with those. They call the alpha males Chads. I know that.
Oh, okay.
I forget what they call them.
So, what's the relationship with the brothers and the incels? Like, are incels coming after brothers too?
Yes, because they think that we fucking all them white women.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, if you had to make it...
There's a name that incels have for black men.
So, if you had to, like, put an ingredients list on the incel, like, what is it made out of? What is that mentality made out of? Like, a dash of 2 pounds of hate, and, like, sprinkled with a little bit of bigotry, and, like, how does this break out?
Oh, the Tyrones, of course. That's what they
call Tyrones.
Of course they will go there.
Yeah.
The Tyrones of the world. But they, like, you know, they fucking with their big black dicks.
Uh-oh.
No, so, did we read the one where the dude, the incel, mom was getting tossed up by a black dude, and he was like...
Yes, that's one of my favorite stories.
And he couldn't take it no more.
That's one of my favorite stories of last year, yeah.
He couldn't take it no more. His mom was getting tossed up by a black guy.
I can't do this.
Like, man, if your mom wants sex with a black guy, it's all good.
Like, if your mom wants to live the life she probably was living in college already before you came around, let her live her best life.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Well, okay, I didn't know that we were at perpetual war with them, but
yeah, it's a thing, man. The Tyrones of the world. But yeah, incels are starting to get plastic surgery. They like, fuck it, I need to get some pussy somehow.
Okay.
I need to do it any way I can. You know, this Michael Myers thing ain't working out for us.
Michael Myers definitely is the most famous incel of all time.
Oh, yeah, they like it's not working out for
it's me. It's on HBO now, the new Michael Myers.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to check it out.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yo, he throws a cat on a fence. It's crazy.
Like, well, a picket fence-like thing?
No, like a fence, like a hood fence.
He
jammed a cat up, like, in a way that made me feel like, well, I didn't know that was possible, but I'm glad I avoided that growing
ever
up.
Ever happened to me, hopping a gate.
Like, because I had to hop several gates from some Dobermans. There was a couple Dobermans down
and
the street.
It was this is like the worst case scenario that he did.
It was when I learned that I could hit a fence without putting my feet on it. When that adrenaline popping, and I just took off over that joint, I just put my hand over it.
And just to hit that gut.
I can't have that happen now. If a Doberman chased me now, I'm going to have to wrestle it.
You have to wrestle.
Big ass dogs look like them dogs on The Simpsons. They're running around all the time. I can't do it, man. Well, so in the process of all of these ridiculous things, we also have another thing here. Did you know that Noah's Ark, which is a real thing, is suing over rain damage?
Of course.
This is gonna be a new segment for the week. This is the house way of the week. We need like a little intro or like a little sound or something. Can we put something together?
Yeah, here we go.
Halfway.
Take a few steps back to go.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers.
Yeah.
I mean, how? How do you have Noah's Ark and you suing over rain? That's like saying that you want a quiet roommate, but then you get Kawhi Leonard and you like, just
this dude,
he makes too much noise.
His laugh annoys me. Man, shout out to the Toronto Raptors. This is going to be interesting coming forward. We're going to get back to this Noah Ark thing in a second, but this is going to be interesting seeing how far Drake is going
to
go.
Oh, need to talk about that, too. We need to talk about that.
How far can Drake go?
Did Drake go too far this time?
Yes. He got E-40 and them talking about him on these streets. E-40 and Smash Mouth. I don't remember.
Drake going to get caught in Oakland?
That's my question. Does he have enough balls to go to Oakland and get front row seats?
Oh, he will. Oh, for sure he will.
E-40 and too short in them over there, though.
Yeah, they're not going to. They're going to be looking at him like, hold on, bro.
I mean, if I was him, I would just get, like, Spice One, like, everybody from, like, the Bay that's, like, real hood, and, like, buy them seats right next to Drake.
And just jam Drake up?
Just let Derek Drake to just walk that line.
He'll walk over there and be rubbing on Steve Kerr's shoulders.
Walk that line with Spice One sitting there.
You better be careful rocking with the Warriors like that.
Boogie, that's what I'm saying.
Boogie and Draymond.
Boogie talking about he coming back.
Yeah, Boogie talking about he going to play.
Who going to tell Boogie he ain't going to play, though?
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
Who going to tell Boogie he not going to play? Who's
Boogie and Draymond?
Do you get the equipment manager to do it? Like, yo, hey.
Boogie and Draymond deserve to play for the 1990 Detroit Pistons. Like Boogie, Draymond, Isaiah Thomas, Dennis Rodman, Bill Laimbeer, Rick Mahorn.
I think they could have went off.
Which team would you rather see Boogie and Draymond with? The 90s Pistons, the 1990 Pistons, exactly, or the 1995 Knicks?
A 95 Knicks. Because that would be great.
Boogie, Draymond, Anthony Mason.
Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson wasn't there yet. He was still in Charlotte then.
No. I'm thinking of the 99, Knicks.
You think about the one with Allen.
Yes, that Knicks team.
I want him on the team with Anthony Mason and Charles Oakley.
And the X-Men.
That's 100% gangsters on the floor. John Starks, Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley, Boogie.
Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, Patrick Ewing ain't no gangster. He gangster. Charlie Ward.
Charlie Ward didn't.
Anthony Bonner.
Was Chris Childs on this one too?
No, that's way too early for Chris Childs.
Okay, because also Chris Childs also put them hands on Kobe. So
the Knicks got a lot of cats that got a history of putting hands down on folks.
Yeah,
if they got anything, they got that. They ain't got a
and
big.
And not if they get Kevin Durant.
They ain't got a big history of winning no games, but they
they gonna win the fight.
Oh yeah, they gonna do that. But anyway though.
Yes, but back to this Noah's Ark thing, man. So people don't know there is a company that basically made a life-size version of the real Noah's Ark from the specification that was written in the Bible to prove that the Noah's Ark was real and that dinosaurs existed with man. It's a whole museum. They showed it all. They try to show all the different animals being able to get in there, two by twos, just like the Bible. But they're suing for water damage. I'm trying to figure that part of this game out.
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you get exactly what you're asking for, but then you got to – you think Noah wanted to file an insurance claim? Who he's going to file with? God?
Yeah, check it out, God. I know I was supposed to build up everything two by two, but
– What all animals did Noah leave behind?
Oh, supposedly the animals we don't know anymore, like the saber-toothed tiger and shit like that.
So they – that's how –
basically, that's how stuff got extinct.
Oh, that's how we explain extinction.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
You know, dinosaurs were on the ark too, though, supposedly. I don't know how that works.
Really? Now. What?
Supposedly, there were dinosaurs on the ark. Animals and dinosaurs dinosaurs were supposed to be vegetarians, not carnivores.
I've never heard that they were.
Oh, go. We should actually take a field trip to Kentucky to go to this museum.
I don't know. That started off wrong.
But I mean, we go kick it in Louisville, though.
Yeah, I do have people.
You know what I'm saying? And we just take a little trip up there, man, and hang out.
A field trip to Kentucky?
Yes. To go to this museum.
We can go to the Woodford Distillery.
Yeah, but we go. Yeah, and what's the one that's the African-American one up there, too, that was the guy that worked with Jack Daniels, but they got the black-owned brewery. I forgot his name.
I thought you were going to say something distasteful about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Like the cat that really fried Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, the real guy. Mm-hmm. Hold on, it's a it's like Lewis, because it's his great great grandniece is doing the.
This sounds like a drunk history episode.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. The guy, yeah, the ex slave that helped him get it started. It's like, what is his name? I'm looking it up here now. It's Ernest Nearest Green. Nathaniel Nearest Green is his name,
and that sounds like the name of somebody who would create some fire ass liquor.
Yeah, Nearest. Nathaniel Nearest Green. Mm-hmm. So that's the name of the new bourbon that they have that's black owned. It's called Nearest Green too.
Okay.
And I think it's brewed in Kentucky too, I believe, or Tennessee, one of them.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, so it's pretty dope. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe we need to take a liquor trip. And what I'm sure we can't bring liquor into this facility at the Noah's Ark facility.
Mm-mm. You,
You gotta know they was drinking on Noah's Ark though.
Oh, what else are we gonna do? Like, he already depressed, he by himself.
Bro, I'd have been jammed up if I was in the middle of water like that.
Yeah, did you ever see the is it Christian Bale?
I know who he is.
Yes. Did you see the Christian Bale version that just came out? Like a year or two ago? Like a few years ago?
One of the movies where they was recreating stuff with white people?
Yeah.
We need to do a power ranking of movies that have been repurposed with white people.
The white people awards.
The most ethnic stories turned white in history.
And white people got
them? All right, bet. We're going to work on that for next week.
That's coming. The disrespect bracket is still coming, too.
We've been really
digging deep on that to make sure we get... All of the moments in there.
The Uncle Nearest is name of it. 1856 started brewing in 1856.
What is something that we don't have proof of yet, mm-hmm. but it's way too good for anybody other than black people to have made it?
Hip hop.
Well, we know we created that.
Oh, you're saying something that.
Yeah, so I was about to say, you got some news you got to share with me?
No.
Like it's so far.
Supposedly, we created the Kentucky Derby. The first jockeys were black.
I can see that.
I'm trying to think some other stuff.
Like we sampled a lot of people's voices because they was using it wrong. Like we took basketball and made it dope.
Yeah, because they weren't doing it right.
We took boxing and made it doper.
Boxing, I guess. I mean, well, white people have been fighting forever.
I mean, white people had us. We created Ultimate Fighting Championship.
With the Mandingo?
Like on Django, yeah.
The UFC was sitting out there already.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
Kool-Aid? I feel like we would have had the ingenuity to be like, yo, you know what?
Yeah, it's Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid is up there. Because we also flipped it up with the different flavors and mixing them. If we didn't come up with Kool-Aid, we took it to the next level.
I would say there's at least a 30-year head start on mixing flavors and Kool-Aid that was done unofficially before it hit the streets.
You think so?
Like Fruit Punch had been around.
Yeah, because people had already made their own Fruit Punch.
Been around. Like we're responsible for the flavor red.
Yeah, just red.
The whole thing.
It's red.
We're responsible for all of it. I mean. I don't know, breathing? I mean.
civilization?
Yeah. Give us our props.
Yeah,
we literally are responsible for civilization.
Civilization is a good one. Trying to think. That's a good question, though, man.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this Drake for a second.
Hot wings?
No, white people, my name came up with that.
You think so?
Yeah, because they call them buffalo wings, remember?
I feel like they came up with putting ranch on them and shit like that.
Yeah, and like in blue cheese and shit?
Yeah, because it was so fire, they needed to turn it white a little bit.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Like
it was a part of it. It was a racist.
Like, they hit them wings. Them wings was popping, and they was like, well, we got to do something about these, though.
We got to them.
They dipped them wings in white like Jesus. Like, if you shook them pictures of Jesus off, it's a black man underneath there. Just like if you get that ranch off them wings,
you know
there's something better up underneath of it. Now, they can keep blue cheese. I'm going to say they created that. They can keep that.
Yeah, I'm not a blue cheese fan like that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I felt like it needed to be said. Do you need a moment to get yourself together?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think. The Drake theme. Let's go back to Drake, man.
Oh, God, do we have to?
What do you think? I mean, is he like, it feels like he's putting on though. Like, I feel like Spike Lee is like a real fan.
No, I feel like Drake is truly a real fan.
No, because like, if they lost, he would have been down with somebody else.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I think he's really, he's a sports polygamist, which is one of the lowest levels of people on earth. When you like more than one team in the same league, you're one of the worst people on earth.
Yep.
That's the number one worst sports fan, and the number two worst sports fan is the I like players instead of team sports fan. I can't get with that. You won't have no lowlights. As soon as your players stop being good, you just switch to the best player again.
Easy.
Like, all right, LeBron gonna retire. I guess I'm gonna be a Zion Williamson fan. Like, goddamn, when Michael Jordan retired, I didn't instantly say, you know what? I'm rocking with Tim Duncan. I'm rocking with Shaq. Let's go. Let's get
Some of the people went to become Kobe fans, though.
Yeah, well, that Kobe fans or Michael Jordan fans that didn't grow up and know any better.
Mm. Shout out to Javon Bibbs. Because that's 100% reason why he became a Kobe fan. Because Jordan retired.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that gave up. I didn't know what to do with my fanhood for a little bit when Jordan retired. So I just left it with the Bulls. And now I can't wait for our annual number 7 overall pick.
To be somebody from Europe that nobody knows about.
There's a dude from France, man. Don't talk, don't play like that.
I told you, it's going to happen.
Seka Dumbuya.
Yep, it's going to happen.
Oh, God.
He's come. And he's going to not want to come the first year either. He's going to want to stay in his home country.
No, he's coming. He's already out there. He's been to the combines and all that shit.
Okay.
But, yo, there's a lot of brothers coming out of France that's hooping, though.
That's that influx all them.
It's that Tony Parker legacy.
It's Tony Parker legacy, and it's also the brothers going over for the military legacy, too.
They're just staying. That left from Vietnam and went north.
Yep, and then it seated up a whole bunch of women over there.
Yo, and over there, they don't care. They like, yo, we got love for brothers over there.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a black kid, and you already 6'10" or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be one.
So how these finals going to shake out?
I mean, they're going to get swept.
Oh, you don't see him getting one? I can't see Kawhi getting swept. Too much OG knowledge on how them finals work. I mean, he done played some gangsters in the playoffs.
That Kyle Lowry sitting there ready to brick you out of this game.
Hey, listen, man, I feel like he's neutralized that Kyle Lowry, though. He'd been like,
because you know he'll brick you out this game.
Hey, you get the hell out the way. There's nobody on that. I mean, they're going to put Draymond on Kawhi?
Yeah, why not?
You might as well. Yeah. But I got a feeling that's going to be a frustrating run for Draymond.
But who's going to... do you put Kawhi on Steph?
You can't put him. I mean, that's the second best option, but I would just put Lowry on him and just hopefully he fouls out. Let him
you just use his 6 fouls well.
I mean, you'll have a mirror match in one position with Danny Green and Klay Thompson playing against each other. That's gonna look like Ken versus fucking Ryu.
But one is a better version than the other one, though.
Yeah, one is a superior version. Like Danny Green is Klay Thompson light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, y'all out of Budweiser? I'll take a Bud Light. Yeah, okay. I'll take a Clay Light.
A Clay Light.
You got another French brother, Serge Ibaka.
Yeah.
Down there.
Yeah. I think
Pascal Siakam. I don't know where he's from.
Is Durant come back?
Is he from Iowa State?
No.
He seems like a cat that would hoop at Iowa State.
Texas is home.
Pascal?
Yeah.
He seems like he went to Iowa State. You sure?
I'm 100%. Okay. I know every Iowa State player. But
okay.
New Mexico State.
That also fits.
For some reason, it seemed fitting, though.
It was somebody's state. I know he went to somebody's state university.
I mean, he was number first round pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't exactly come out of nowhere. He just blew up on the scene this year. I just felt like he was an Iowa State kid.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it's
all good.
No, he's not.
I would credit your cause.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we got our cats in NBA doing their thing.
But, yeah, I think it's 5 games at least. 5 games at least. I tell you, man, boy Kawhi, man, he's been playing like he's the best player on earth. I can't just see him doing all this work, putting all this work, burying them Sixers, taking Giannis down just to get swept in the finals. I just don't see that. I don't see it, dog.
Do you think Durant coming back, or he young for the whole?
Man, a strained calf is one of the
nagging too.
That is one of the most misunderstood injuries out there. People are like, oh, they treat it like it's a muscle pull. It is not. He tore his calf muscle. That is a tear in his calf muscle. He is 6'10", 6'11".
It's going to take a little while.
And he need all of that to make his moves. So, no, there ain't no way. There ain't no way that's – oh, my God. I just got a text. I had a breaking news text message.
Uh-oh.
We about to have to move forward on the schedule for this show a little bit.
Okay. Uh-oh.
No, I'm going to wait. We'll give the breaking news in a second. We'll give it on CP time because it will make sense. But, no, I don't know, man. Durant could come back, but at this point, dog, it's kind of like, I mean, they don't want 8 straight. Keep on cooking.
Yeah, like what are we doing?
No, they want 8 straight. What, they want 6 straight?
No, more than that.
No.
They swept Portland. 6 straight.
Yeah, 6 straight. They learned the last 2 against Houston. Yeah. 6 straight.
Mm-hmm.
Things looking like they're going pretty good. New York awaits. But also, while we talking about that hoop game right now, your boy back at it again. Percy Miller, Sr., Master P, he offered $20 million this week for Zion Williamson to sign with...
No Limit shoes?
No Limit kicks?
I don't know what they are. And then Romeo with him too, like, yeah, I got another 10 for you or something. Remember, he was like...
So I got another 10. So they both got 20. They putting together 30 million?
20 million?
That's not enough.
Not when Ja just got like $100 million from Nike just now.
Like Zion is about to guap out.
Yeah.
Like guap out on new
and
levels.
And the last time somebody did business dealings with him when they came from sports, they ended up becoming addicted to weed.
I think he might have already been there.
But I mean,
I think he was sharing. Contract. He was sharing some of that weed with the Saints too, up front,
or whatever sports agent that P had working under his tutelage. But is he think he like is P crazy?
Morant signed for 39.5.
Okay,
but what I said was that they would have had a better chance trying to sign somebody like Ja. Like last year when Asics came through and signed, I mean Puma, when mm-hmm. Puma came through, Asics. Fuck,
I was like. Damn, I was like, who got ACs?
Somebody tore their ACL. Yeah, like, somebody Achilles and fell out their socks. but when Puma spent all that money on DeAndre Ayton and Marvin Bagley and all them because Hove was over it, I mean, I feel like you got a chance to come up if you bring the bag to get some of these cats. Yeah. You know, but, like, I would have been aiming at, like, Ja Morant coming out of Murray State, you know, up-and-coming young cat, you know what I'm saying? Get him that big contract and try to build a brand around him until Nike steals him in 5 years, no matter what.
Anyway. Got the other contract.
But yeah, man, I don't think people understand. Zion Williamson is about to get the biggest shoe deal in the history of sports.
Man.
Like, an intro shoe deal. Like, I think LeBron got 90 when he came out in high school.
And that was
Zion 2003. Smoking past that.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. People got to understand that. Or, you know, like, maybe Peter's trying to do it to get clout. I don't know, because that makes no sense. If Jot has got 37, 38 mil, and you're going to give him 20?
Yeah.
Don't even make no sense.
I don't think Pete reads the news.
Pete just lives in, does he still live in No Limit 97?
He lives in the Calio Projects probably still. No, Pete got a nice ass house out there.
No, but I'm talking about his mind state.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Pete is your uncle that still shows up to the house with everything intact from 1987.
Got the Trans Am still clean. Trans Am.
Clean Trans Am.
Like it just came off the lot.
Like Master P is Craig Uncle from Next Friday. Only his shit is still nice.
Yeah.
Craig. He's still living the right way.
Zion, I'm gonna book it down. I feel like Zion getting $120 million shoe deal.
120.
And it's gonna be a bidding war too. I feel like Under Armour and all them going to be coming
at him. Did
P
show up at the bidding war?
Excuse me, I had tickets for this game.
Excuse me. I heard there was a bidding war going on at 6 o'clock in room 306.
Is he going to be offering, like, I got these rap snacks out here?
Yeah, I would think if he was saying rap snacks, he'd be like, man, we're going to have Silk doing your doing the music for your campaign.
Silk.
And then we got Mac going from jail.
No.
To do it, you know. I know y'all, you don't know who Mac is. Okay, that's right. He didn't get locked up before you was born.
He was probably locked up before
Zion
was born.
That's what I'm saying. He was locked up before you was born. Ooh, that's right. He was born in 2001. Mac got locked up in 2000.
Oh. Was he born in 2001? Yeah, I guess so. Wow.
2000? 2000.
2001 probably makes sense.
Yeah.
He's probably going to turn this year. He'll probably have birthday this year.
Yeah.
God damn. We are getting closer and closer to dying of natural causes. hey, we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to come back with you with America's favorite segment.
Oh, no, we're just going to play. We're just going to play our favorite music before we go on in.
We're going to take a break real quick and just bring it back in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just mix it back. Bring it back.
Welcome back to Scenario. We are here for everybody's favorite section.
Here we are.
This week,
once again,
racism.
This week.
In racism.
Well, actually, the next 8 years in racism.
we have not let go of the Tubman stamp.
No.
The Tubman thing is, we told y'all that we were going to be consistent about the Tubmans.
We're going to fight for what we believe in. And I believe that I want to be dropping 20s with a black lady on them.
And the thing that makes me feel the best is that there's other people that feel the same way, too. That's why this week the news came out
that there's going to be a stamp where you can put Harriet Tubman back on that 20.
Which is dope.
In the same way that y'all have been whitewashing things, we are going to blackwash this money.
and put that Tubman on there.
You gotta be there, man. So what ended up happening is that some people, if you call back to last week, we told you about how somehow out of nowhere
somebody's gonna figure it out.
Somehow out of nowhere that the Tubman $20 image that was supposed to be in the works mysteriously until this year has been put on the shelf for at least 8 years.
Which is crazy, man.
Which is, once again, you trying to not just erase history, you trying to block it straight out from being in front of people right now. Because you don't want to be dropping the black ladies paying your way through here. So, this is one of my favorite paragraphs that have been printed in the news this year. And this article is straight from the Washington Post. Shout out to Deneen L. Brown. I can take a guess about the angle that's going to happen with this one. Minutes after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Wednesday that he was delaying the new Harriet Tubman $20 bill until 2028, a New York designer tweeted, "We'll see about that." Dan O'Wald, 33 years old, has created a 3D stamp that can be used to superimpose a portrait of Tubman over Andrew Jackson on $20 bills. Wall said he is sold out of the stamps, but is hurrying to produce more.
How many stamps did he produce?
He says that his goal is to get 5,000 out there.
Okay.
And apparently them 5,000 is already taken over. Here's the thing. Technically speaking, that is against the law to deface a federal note. Mm-hmm. But here's what I say to that. You can kiss my black ass.
Until you give me my goddamn tummy.
And put a stamp on that, too. If there's anything that makes better sense to me in life, it's putting a picture of Harriet Tubman over Andrew Jackson's racist ass. So let's keep on doing it. We'll keep on doing whatever it is we need to do because you're not going to block our history. And if it's one thing that y'all underestimated, y'all didn't know, that even in death, you're not going to deny a black woman.
that's definitely not going to happen.
You're not going to tell a black woman who and where and what she is and isn't going to do. So, Harriet Tubman's still showing up. I can't wait for a Tubman to magically land in my lap that's been stamped already. I'm actively pursuing this stamp out myself, too, so I can get this. Because I'm also going to need that Obama so I can put it on them Woodrows.
The Woodies.
Yes.
On the Woodies.
Yes. Like, if you could recast money anyway, like, let's just completely redo who's on money. Mm-hmm. Who are you putting on what dollar?
I thought I like Hamilton on Hamilton. I think that's fine.
Oh, that's cool. That can stay.
Yeah. I like Lincoln where he is.
Lincoln need to be on the 50.
You think so?
Yeah.
I like Benjamin on. I like the Franklin on the 100.
Yeah, I think you're used to that.
No, I like because you got to think he was on different cat. He was doing the invention shit. He kind of kept everybody going.
I'm putting Jay-Z on them hundreds.
Oh shit.
Give me a Sean Carter stamp.
Call him the Hovers.
Yes.
The Hovers.
Yes. Can you please give me my whole check and hovers? Do you have change for this hove?
Do you have change for this hove?
Holla.
Change for the hove is the killer right there. You got change for that hove?
I want Minister Farrakhan on that $1 bill, so they got to see that all the time.
And the minister with the FOI behind him, too. Though.
Yes. I want, like, the whole image to change on the back.
They show the whole FOI on the back?
Yes.
It's Savior's Day. Yes. It's Savior's Day. With the
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I like that.
I want for everybody to be able to order some custom money for their $10 bills. That is the equivalent of that nigga that they know. So I'm going to have my Uncle Reggie on them $10 bills. You're going to have your boy from college on them $10 bills.
Double D, shout out to Double D.
Can you imagine chasing the stories of the $10 bills? Like, collect these $10 bills. Like, what was it? Like, 15, 20 years ago, they put all the states on the quarters? Yeah. They got the ability to do this.
Real fast.
They just
act like they can't.
So on a serious note, don't act like you can't change the image on some money for some reason. When I was running around with Rhode Island quarters and Maine nickels and shit, you can do
Rhode Island quarters.
You can do this. It's possible. You can make it happen. But y'all just gonna act like, oh, we gotta put this on the shelf. For what?
Why?
Don't worry, we'll take care of it for you. what's this asshole's name? Steven Mnuchin. We'll take care of it for you. I hope that when your daughter come home with a black man for prom, that he leave the tip with a Tubman on it on your porch. And now that's this week in racism, motherfucker.
Goddamn, tip of Tubman. Oh, man.
Tip you in Tubman's. That's what I'm going to do.
Shout out to the Tubman's, man. They
Tubman's going to happen. Yeah, undeniable. Undeniable. All right, man. So, couple of things. I'm a piece of news on Memorial Day that particularly rocked my world. I had to share it right away with you right away. Is that this is more or less of a did you know? And at the end of this segment, I'm going to ask a question about which one of the stories that I told on today's show is fiction.
Okay.
So which one is real and which one is not?
Okay.
This story will be counted as a part of it, and you can guess from that one.
Okay.
So the Game of Life was real wild. Now, I'm talking about the Game of Life. I'm talking about the board game from the 1860s. It started back in 1860, but you ain't know that. You probably been playing the one from the 60s. They got the updated one now where I think it's got, like, blended families and, like, you know, divorce and stuff like that and recession and things like the debit cards instead of the little cash. But back in 1860, when Milton Bradley himself kicked this thing off, man, that was a wild-ass game. Because this shows you where life has come. Apparently, the pitfalls. Now, if you've ever played the Game of Life, if you haven't played it, let me introduce it to you real quick. You get a character, and you go around the board, and you just make different choices and get to choose different things.
And then you get to go to different paths. And
it's like what everybody wants for their life to be. It's what I think that the GOP really thinks life is actually supposed to be.
Then it's literally the game of life, like where you get to choose where you want
to
go.
Yeah, where you get to just level up your bank nonstop. You get to choose how it goes for you. It is most certainly not the game of black life, but we'll get around to that in a moment as well. But back in 1860, the game of life was wild. You could straight up get to a point where you where you fell into disaster and ruin.
The killer part is ruin.
The it's really a real thing. So back when the Game of Life first dropped, you could have the different things that would happen is that you could die of suicide.
My God. My thing is, what's interesting is that they even put suicide as a part. I mean, that was a thing. You know what I mean? Like,
so here's the thing.
To even mention suicide like that.
The Game of Life, but it was more prominent back in 1860.
That's true.
People were struggling back then. So back then, you could commit crime and go to prison. That seems still to be relevant. You could gamble to ruin. You could just go to jail straight out, like on Monopoly. I think it was just a thing to carry it over from there. There was ruin. It doesn't specify what kind of ruin it is. There was poverty. There was intemperance to poverty, which I still haven't quite figured out what that means. There's disgrace. I don't know if that's like the scarlet letter.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's like the scarlet letter on you, and like you just have to walk around with like shame.
Yeah.
Shame. Shame.
And then there's prison, where you must lose one move. So that's kind of like probation, I guess.
Okay.
But this is crazy. Can you imagine? Now imagine if you told the truth of the Game of Life now. Your student loans defaulted. You're not getting paid for a year.
And the student loans is done.
And the student loans is finished.
And then, no, the killer is the one that intemperance.
Intemperance to poverty.
To poverty. That means you just a glutton and you just fucked up and just went to poverty.
You're just living in the streets on a board game.
They had to change. They changed it up real quick when they remodeled that bitch.
They said the game included the risk of some incredibly depressing consequences, like suicide. Like, the game going so bad, a board game is going so bad for you, did you commit suicide?
Suicide, man.
God damn. Now, that got me thinking, though, what would the Game of Life look like for black people? Like, what would it look like if the Game of Life was designed for us? And, like, we got to distribute it to white people for the holidays. Like, hey.
Here's the game of here's a way to kind of understand how it is.
Oh, you want
to
know why we mad?
Go play this game and figure if you can win.
Guess what?
We got something for you.
This game is never gonna end. This game
Dude,
is
the game you're gonna talk about. I told you I looked at it. Well, the thing that it's almost impossible to beat.
So, you talking about Life as a Black Man?
Yes.
So there's a game that came out in 1999. It was designed by Chuck Sawyer. Shout out to that's a name right there, Chuck Sawyer, and published by Underground Games. It's called Life as a Black Man. Now, I want to explain the gameplay to this one real quick. So, Because we're going to have a life as a... We're going to find this game, buy it, and we're going to have a life as a black man game night. We might have to record that just so people can see the outcomes. Throughout the game, players are asked if they know good from evil. So it's like you got to go to church as a kid, basically. You got to go to black church as
black
a kid.
Church, oh, yeah, that's it.
Individuals can choose the church or slip into a life of crime. The church provides strength and guidance. Crime has consequences, and while lucrative, it also leads to frequent encounters with the police and ultimately prison. If a player has acquired enough money, he can pay for the dream team attorney. If not, the overworked and often unreliable public defender is available.
That's public defenders, dude.
Cars also make a difference. A player must choose their ride wisely. Options include the SUV, used car, the bucket, or even no car at all.
The bucket.
Choosing no car is risky, however, because public transportation is unreliable and one needs a car in order to get downtown. There are 360 action cards that provide...
That's how long it takes to beat these games.
...diversions, roadblocks, and unexpected curves in all aspects of life. The equipment that this game includes is a 24x24 game board, a 9x12-inch prison platform, one four-sided die, one six-sided die, and six game pieces. And then there's 12 decks of action cards on top of that, including Glamourwood cards, HBCU cards, military cards, ghetto cards.
The ghetto card is the one.
Corporate America cards, church cards, prison cards, life cards, career cards, crime cards, police cards, and of course, racism cards.
The good old racism cards.
I just gotta say, man. Oh, and by the way, it comes with three deck cards and a pack of black man money.
The black man money is the best part, though. Like, we gotta buy this game, though.
We have to own this game. Because I'm gonna play this game.
Actually, maybe we should reach out to the creator.
Yeah, we gotta have him. Yeah. That needs to happen. And it falls in the footsteps of what I just got earlier when I got the special report is that my mother, who texted me that game, who found that after sharing that game of life with me and me sharing with her that I'm going to find that original game of life and see how that goes.
You can't find it, though, right?
Oh, I can't find it. But it's probably
some vintage thing that's expensive, too.
It's probably cost like $2,000. It's like the first game Milton Bradley ever made.
Yeah, because he made it right after he did Abraham Lincoln's
tax call. Season next year, I'm getting it. that's a life as a black man move.
Can't you just buy the cards? I just want the cards.
I just
want
to see it. I'll recreate it. I'll recreate the board on the game of life now.
And just add the pieces on there.
Suicide. Impervious to poverty. Debt. Scurvy. Prison.
Slavery.
Gambling to ruin.
You have the slavery one.
Yes, you get three slaves. You get
indentured servants.
You get to move past it. Yes, it depends on if you get the northern or the southern version. It's the same thing. Just call it something different. So the other game she just sent me now is Ghettoopoly.
Play this
and before. Apparently
I played this before in college once or twice. It's just as ghetto as you think it is. So it's like Monopoly, but it's like the crack house. Like you can own like the whole strip of like the crack houses, but then they got some upscale spots too and all that good stuff as well. But
instead of building houses and hotels, property owners can build crack houses and projects. The seven game pieces include a pimp, a hoe, a 40-ounce, a machine gun, a marijuana leaf, a crack rock, and a basketball.
Crack rock.
How many of these things that was listed right here were in your neighborhood growing up?
Quite a few. Maybe that's why I feel so home at the game.
I don't know if I'm supposed to enjoy this or if I'm supposed to be feeling marginalized by ourselves doing this. Now, I would feel worse. I would feel bad about laughing at that, except for the fact there's a redneckopoly too, which lets me know that we're going after all versions of disadvantaged people.
Do they have like a spickopoly then?
Wow. I don't know. Can you say that? It's out there.
Or maybe, no, it won't be spick because that's a racial slur. It'll be barrioopoly. Then the other be Chinatownopoly.
I can tell you one thing for sure. Ghettoopoly don't come with no damn rules. There ain't no damn rule book in that thing. You just figure it out.
They just give you the dice and the money and you be like,
just figure it out. you take
actually,
it
that'd be
in.
Ingenious. That's on a slip. You figure it out.
Yeah, them's the rules. You figure it out. It come in a fortune cookie to come with the game. You open up a box of rice and then the rules in there.
Like, this is it? Like, yeah, this is it.
All right, man. It's the time for scenario tonight, man. All right,
let's get it.
It's time to bring some real life situation to this, man. So this is a corner that I found myself in real life not too long ago, and I had to immediately, I think I had to buzz you the next morning because I still couldn't figure out what I had just experienced. So when do you get to a point where, as a man, you got to leave another man out there to figure out how to get himself out of trouble. I know two dudes have got jammed up from two different angles in the last week or so that have come around. Apparently, the jam happened a while back, but they've been working their way back into their former lives somehow.
So, what, not getting descriptive with the jam up, but like, what was it? Career jam up?
So I'll give the jam up scenario here at last. So, the jam up is that dude got caught up with his girl some months ago and was out the picture.
He got caught up with another girl?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So did he leave the situation he was already in and go with the other girl?
I don't think he had any choice in the matter.
Oh, so he literally was like, I'm going to go be with the other woman.
No, I don't think he had any choice in the matter about getting to choose anything. I think that the decision was made for him.
Okay.
Yeah. So because he got jammed up. You can't get jammed up and get to make a choice of your own.
Right.
It just don't work that way. So he got jammed up and been off the scene. But then the brother came back around with the other person. And for me and the other gentleman sitting around, I was like, I don't know what to do here. Because on one hand, if you be like, oh, what's up, dog? You good? You fool around, be catching the side eye from your girl. Like, are you co-signing this? Because you don't know if she good with it. Because most of the time, girls don't be good with it if it was something that had to do with their girl.
But what if they didn't like the other girl, though?
No, it's their homegirl, though.
Oh, it's their homegirl. Oh, I thought it's the girl that they get. Their only reason they're cool with is because that's your boy's.
No, it's they girl's dude that got released, and now he done finessed his way back into good graces.
Okay.
So and I was like, man, I don't know if I can say what's up to him.
Because you like, oh, so you condone that?
That's the thing. And you look at it and you be like, dog, I don't know what I'm supposed to do right here.
But you're close to the guy, though.
No, I mean, I know him because of...
Oh, well, then fuck him.
But I'm just saying, though, like, when it comes to that, does man law say that we got to stick together through these trials and these tribulations? Or do we risk not getting...
As the great Dave Hollis would say, take care of home on this one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Take care of home on this
one. If there's anything
only time is if it's your homeboy, like it's your boy.
Because you can empathize with the brother when he's been like, man, he ain't got jammed up, man. He was out here, you know, like, damn. But in my mind...
he brought the new chick around, though. Damn.
No, the new chick never came around. He got back with the old girl.
So he brought the old girl back?
He didn't bring anybody around. She brought him around.
Oh, the old chick that he was originally with brought him back.
Yes.
Oh, I thought, okay, because, yeah, he's only friends with y'all through her.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, makes sense now. Okay.
So you'd be like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I mean, like, part of me, my heart always goes out to a brother that's gotten jammed up unless he's done something.
Agreed.
Incredibly over the top crazy. Yeah. Like, if you beat a chick up or something, you come back around.
I can't hang out with you.
I just can't. I got to be like, this nigga got to go. I'm going to have to wreck him myself.
You just robbed a bank.
But you ain't done nothing like that. If you done kind of finessed, if you earned your way back in, finessed your way out of the jam. And
so
it felt
are
like
they looking
okay
at her crazy then?
I don't know. That's my thing. I don't know. I didn't expect this to happen. Okay. I was just sitting there and I was just like, oh, shit.
Like, he got jammed up, but he back.
It was kind of like seeing somebody get dunked on and you ain't know what was going to happen.
Okay.
And you just be like, oh, shit. Or somebody get blown up on the goal line. Like, damn.
You don't know what to say to them when they kind of dizzy.
Yeah, like, you just got to be like, damn, dog, you all good? Like, I didn't. It was like a ghost walk.
How long was he off the
some months.
So
this is like last fall.
Oh, so, oh, shit. He did 6 months.
He didn't. He might have done 10.
He sure did that.
So the situation, but that situation is complicated though, because you be sitting there like, man, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So in this scenario right here, how are you supposed to proceed as a man that is being subject to being like, I don't want to be looked at like an accomplice, even if I didn't know what was going on in the first place? Because you know how we be being guilty by association and be doing stuff that we ain't even doing in the first place.
Because I'm with him, and you know, we. Birds of a feather flock together, yada, yada, yada.
Because I kind of am at the point where I'm like, hey, it is, you know, you can make your decisions and do what you do with your life. I don't think anybody's right, anybody's wrong, but you got to be careful of how you react to things if you're not expecting to see them. I ain't here to say anybody's right, anybody's wrong.
I just live my life.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know if the dude got jammed up exactly for that. But you don't just go away out of nowhere and come back.
Know, you don't know the reason he got jammed up?
I don't know how or what happened exactly or what went down. But I'm just saying.
He was just off the scene for a
minute. Yeah, you know. So but you know he's in the city, though.
Okay.
I mean.
The jam up.
I've been in the game right. for well over two decades.
You saw him already in the streets?
I hadn't, no.
Before, like, so you saw, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I hadn't, but then the reemergence lets you know.
Because he had to come back.
He's been doing work, which is admirable in one point. But how do you, like, if you're sitting there and it's a thing like that, you'd be like, oof. Like, that's one of them situations where even your utility man be like, oof.
Like, I don't know what to do about this one, bro.
Your wheel man even be like, oh, man, I don't know. Like, can you, once again, can you pick up where you left off at with dude, or is he wearing the Scarlet Letter? Is that, like, impoverished? Is that intolerance to poverty?
He's wearing it.
Damn. Because I don't feel like women ever forgive.
No. Just like,
that maybe women forgive, and they don't forget.
No, they don't. Like, Chris Rock said in his stand-up, he was like, they change after that.
And yeah,
just somebody else you don't want to fucking even see.
But the crew.
So. But really, the crew the takes. Though, but, a lot of people always say, like, yo, you might as well just break up with somebody at that point.
The crew takes the osmosis of the girl, though.
Yeah.
Almost always, it happens that way.
Yes.
So you be looking around and you be like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here because it didn't technically happen to me, but I don't want to catch no sideline jam. And I ain't do nothing wrong. The worst thing as a man is getting in trouble when you ain't done nothing wrong.
And you just like, yo, I didn't even know that was even happening.
What's the percentage in your lifetime of when you've gotten in trouble that it really hasn't been anything you've done?
Oh, a whole bunch of times.
I'm going to say roughly 45% of the times I haven't done anything wrong. Yeah,
it was easily not none of my doing.
Like, I just opened my mouth to form an opinion about something and it was that.
Got caught up.
And it's like, if you get up and you dap up a cat, in this situation, my spider sense said this isn't worth rolling the dice on.
I can't flow with that one.
Like, I feel like if it was a different scenario, I could have the conversation. Different situation, different places. I'd be like, what's up, man? You good? But, like, in them moments, I got to be like, oh, man, I can't mess up the crib, yo. I got to stand pat. I got to stand pat.
I mean, what do you think? Do you think that, what if it's your friend, though? And your friend gets jammed up and your lady knows about it. How does that work?
That is a different subject that we can go into as well, because that also has happened recently.
But that's your boy, though. So
when my boy got jammed up for a second time.
Ooh, damn.
But you'd be like, do you get to a point where you can't hang out with your boy? It's like, I didn't do nothing wrong. But then the thing about it is that after a little while, you'd be looking around and they'd be saying you are the company that you keep. And you'd be like, but we good, though. Like, this is my homie. He didn't do anything to me. He made a bad decision with somebody else. Mm-hmm. He doesn't take me on his missions. I don't be doing none of
and
that stuff.
And usually, cats get a little bit older now. They do their Durban body lonely.
Exactly. And that is a message that needs to be screamed from the mountaintops and be like, hey.
Because they don't want to salt you up with your game. I mean, if
nobody wants to ruin anybody. There's too much money at stake now for cash. You can't be like, I can't be on some scummy mission and be like, yo, D, ride with me. I got to go and do. You'd be like, no.
And I wouldn't even want you to, because I wouldn't want you to get scummy.
See, and that's the thing that happens now that I don't think women really know is that, like, dudes straight be talking to dudes like, yo, chill out, bro. Like, you got a good thing set up. Like, chill out. Even if you don't have a good thing set up, dudes will be like, yo, you got a good thing, because they don't want to be associated with looking crazy. Like, you can be in a fucked up situation. I'd be like, yo, bro, you got to work it out. you got to work it out. I can't be around you when this is happening.
Or if your boy's being sloppy, like, damn, man, you're being real sloppy with it. If you're going to be on that, tighten up.
There'll be more sit down, come to Jesus meetings in these mid-30s, post-30. Now, listen, if you're 26, 23,
it is what it
is. It's the Wild Wild West, probably. I hate to break it to you. It's probably the Wild Wild West. But after 30, I've noticed more sit down like, hey, bro, you got to cool out, man. You're doing too much. Like, even a superstar, you even sit a superstar down and be like, hey, man, you got to be easy, bro. You got to be easy at this point.
You got to, because I so what like, happens when the new your homeboy brings the new girl around though?
Yeah, see, that's a flagrant foul. And that's
no, I'm talking about after he's broken up with other girl though.
Oh man, see, that's a tough situation.
Well, how long can he do that?
No, but I'm saying like the most egregious thing is to bring the side piece around.
With your girl around.
No, because at this age you can't do that because people, girls know each other's girls. You can't bring a side piece around somebody else's girl. Yeah. Them days is way old. You do that shit now, that's the nuclear button.
You don't give a fuck.
Red, you're trying to die yourself at that point. I'm going to be like, I can't get in the middle of this. No, I'm talking about when you bring side piece around the crew and the crew be like, yo.
What's going on here?
Now, we all, now that's a RICO act now.
We all in there.
We all fucking guilty now.
We all guilty by association now.
Yeah, you done just basically burned
the how does he bring the new, like, when can he bring the new girl around if he's broken up with other
ones? Yo, you, like, at this point, like, what, man.
Is it a certain time period?
Listen, man, at this point, breakups or divorces at this point. Some of them. When you divorce, you can do whatever the hell you want to, but you got to.
I'm talking about when can they bring, where it's comfortable, where you can bring
the
new.
I don't know if it can ever be if your girl there. If your wife is there.
No. I'm talking about your wife. It's your boy, though. So the only reason your wife would be around your crew is because of you. So well, she's.
I would certainly hope so.
Right, but. But I'm saying, so she wouldn't be around that crew no more. Is my point. But when can you, as your bring your new girl around the crew with their new with the wives of the other friends? That's what I'm asking. You see what I'm saying though? Now, like, what
you is got the, me nervous. Like the first situation we talked about, I don't even know if I can answer.
What is
that.
The latency period like? Because you can't just jump straight out the window.
And I like, might jump out the window if you do some shit like that.
Because I'm saying, like, you got to wait six. Is it 6 months? Like, after you getting divorced? Is it a year? Is it what?
Divorces can take a long time.
Right. So, is it, if you're going through the divorce, can you bring them around? Or is it got to be, no, like, you got to be stamped on and everybody. These are the questions that people, like, need to know in this age.
These
though.
Are the things that be happening, man. And we be getting jammed up, dog, and cats don't have any choice but to accept the jam. And it's somebody else's jam, too. That's the worst part about it. Like, I don't get jammed up. I don't do things to get jammed up. I have no desire to live that life. That seems like a fucking action movie at this point that I don't want to see.
It's a different lifestyle.
Yeah, I don't want it. I'm good. I'm straight. But when other cats bring elements that they jam around you, that's uncomfortable, dog. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that, y'all. Don't do it, y'all. Like, just think about it. Don't do it, y'all. On any level, like, until something is completely worked out and everybody, I feel like you got to drop a PSA. Like, we use social media for so much BS now. Like, I feel like you got to drop a PSA and be like, yo, this is what's going on, so you don't get, like, you know. So you don't get that sucker punch from that, whoa, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. Is this okay? Because, like, I want to stand with dudes, and I want to, like, rock with them, and yeah. I want to be, like, on their side. But, man, I can't be seen associating with known criminals if it's gonna get me jammed up.
Because we all on probation.
And we should all hold enough responsibility to the next man to not put them in the situation that we've been in.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, fellas, I would like to hear y'all. And ladies, too, I'd like to hear y'all thoughts on this as well.
We need to. Cause
like, a lot of different random scenarios are going on here. We don't have answers for this one. I think this is a case-by-case thing, depending on the situation. Yeah, there's no answers for this.
Yeah, I got nothing. Yeah, I got nothing. Run for safety if you got to.
If you get jammed up, man, don't mention my name, mm-hmm. as the young Jeezy would say.
Keep me out of this.
And real Jeezy is not gonna bring their boys into their jam ups.
No,
that's why cats move silently anymore. My cat's move if a cat is on some shit, he's moving in on his own and he's moving silently on his own. He's not trying to jam up his best friends. And bring them along with the shit.
No. Yeah, that don't happen. That don't happen. Like, not with your boys, boy. No. Like, you should. That shouldn't happen. That shouldn't. Like, that used to happen. Used to be caught up in all sorts of degrees of craziness back in the day. But I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to change clothes on some of that.
Yeah.
Please, man. I'll counsel you if you got something going on. The knowledge I have is not necessarily equal to the things I'm a part of in actuality.
In actuality. That's real. That's real. Well, make sure y'all email us, straightolc@gmail.com. You can look up the voicemail as well on the show notes. Let us know what you think. You can subscribe to us anywhere your podcasts are given and catchers. We're in all of them. We appreciate y'all as always. Peace.